Hi, I'm Julie Lucas, class of 1997 and Chief Advancement Officer, and welcome to the Darlington Podcast. Today, I'm joined by Britta Stern Graff, Darlington class of 1994. Britta joins us today to celebrate our 100 years of boarding and share her experience as a boarding student.
Welcome to the Darlington Podcast, a production of Darlington School in Rome, Georgia. Join us as we take a look inside and outside our classrooms and connect with students, teachers, alumni, and more.
Well, hi, Britta. Thank you so much for joining us today on this podcast. I'm so excited that you made the time to join us. It's a beautiful day here at Darlington, and I just want to say thank you.
Well, hi, Julie. Thanks for having me. I'm so excited. Thank you for getting in touch with me again. So I'm curious about your questions, and it's nice seeing you and seeing the sun in the background. So thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Well, why don't you tell us where you're calling in from? Because it's not Rome, Georgia.
Well, you know, sadly, it's not. I'm sitting, it's 9 p.m. here in Germany, in Osnabrück. That's where we have been living with my husband and my three children about 5 years from now. So it's in the north of Germany, and that's why I'm calling from at night here. So it's a 6-hour time difference now. So it's dark here and it's winter time. And that's where we live at the moment.
All right. So share with us what you do in Germany. Like what's your work? Tell us about your family.
Well, I'm a physician. I'm a physician in internal medicine. That's what I'm doing. I'm working 3 days a week, and which is quite enough, having three little children. Our children are now 5 years old, and I have to think 9 years and 11 years. And it's Clara, she's the oldest, and Justus, so Justus is the middle one, and Clemens, he is 5 years old. And we've been living here since, I really have to think, about 5 years ago. From now, we moved from Bavaria to Osnabrück because Marcus, my husband, who's also a physician, also in internal medicine, and he's also doing diabetology and nephrology. So we have a private practice here, and that's how we moved to Osnabrück, which is near Hanover and near Hamburg. And we really, it was a big change moving from Bavaria up north, because the mentality is very, very different from the south of Germany. So we had to get used to living here, having no relatives close by, no friends close by. So it has been quite an adjustment, even more so than when it back then to moving to Darlington. But we are very happy. Work is very interesting, challenging politically nowadays. The social health system has been changing a lot. So it's not been easy, to be honest, but it's been wonderful to see how the children grow up, and for me not having to work full time, which is also a privilege in Germany. So I'm like working half time, 3 days in the mornings and one afternoon. So I'm able to take care of the children most of the time, since the school system here is very different and the children come home at 1. So around lunchtime, so then, you know, have to be taken care of in the afternoons. So that's my life here in Germany.
Very busy, absolutely. Just three children alone is enough to keep you busy, let alone you add work into it. So where did you grow up in Germany?
I grew up in Düsseldorf. I think that's probably most people know where that is. It's about a 2-hour drive north of Frankfurt. It's near the old capital, Bonn. It's in the middle of Germany. That's where I grew up, and that's where I went to school. I have no siblings, sadly. And that's why I really had a happy childhood. And I always loved having English in school. And that's, when I was about 16 years old, the decision came up if I would, like to go abroad. And that's how I heard about Darlington.
Now, what years were you here at Darlington? Did you come?
I came 1992, just to 1993. But after that, I guess we'll talk about that. I returned a couple of times, from getting to know people at Darlington. Then I returned about, I think, 8 or 9 times. And now I haven't been back on campus Yeah, more than 10 years. So that's been very, very sad. So it's
yeah,
nice
you're due for a visit.
Being in touch. Being in touch.
Yeah, we need to see you on campus soon. Absolutely. Well, so, okay, you graduated Darlington in 93, and then where'd you go from there?
I had, you know, the Drummond school system is different. So we do, I think I did, most classes like senior classes when I was at Darlington, and then I returned, and then we do have two more years to go. So in 1995, I graduated from high school in Germany. And then since we do not have the college system, you directly have to decide what you want to do. You have to decide if you want to do med school or whatever. So I decided very early on, I think when I was 12 years old, that I wanted to be a physician, though my family is, you know, no physicians anywhere. And I went to medical school in Düsseldorf for 6 years. And during that time, we also have to do many stops in clinics. And that's why I went back to Rome to do some of my internships there. So it was a 6 year education at medical school and then a 6 year residency in internal medicine.
You just touched on that. One of the great things that we love to promote and brag about are the relationships between those in our Darlington community. So you, after, during med school and after, you came back, and who all did you stay connected with here in Rome?
Yeah, as you can hear, my time was very special to me. The time at Darlington was so special that I was lucky to meet, during my year actually, there were many medical families, especially from the Harbin Clinic, which is still in Rome. And they were so close to me, being part of my Rome family when I was a boarding student, and just being with their children, that they invited me to come during my medical school time and during my internships to learn. And that's how I came back. And, you know, now since 1992, I'm and keeping in touch with them and being very close. It's the Davis family, the Brock family, the Taylors. So over all those years, though, you know, being in touch is not, it's not as easy as you think when you're, you know, 16, 17 years old, and you think, you know, there is the internet now, and you do, you know, you can do Google Meet and whatever, but the time difference, you know, that it's there, and your daily routines and having three children, the job. So it's kind of, it's work to, you know, be in touch and stay in touch and, you know, keep up the memories. But I, it's very important to me, and I do, I do love the people who took care of me, and I really, yeah, it's very important for me and for my life still nowadays.
I love that, that you all stay connected. Tell me, what about teachers? Have you stayed connected with any of your teachers? And I guess, well, let me start with who were some of your favorite teachers?
Well,
and then do you stay connected with any of them?
I did have to think about that, because when you asked me that question, I think it, back in Germany or here, you would just have one teacher you really like. But at Darlington, and I do have to underline that, I really liked each teacher. My favorite teacher, though, was Mr. Birch, who taught history, and he passed. And I really, when I think back now, I almost have to cry, because I've never met any other man who really lived history. And it really was not my favorite subject before, but when I came, really had to love history, because he transported the material so well, and he loved what he did. And that really, you know, if you love what you do, you can transport the content so much better. So he was a mentor to me, and I really, he was a crazy man, but he was just so loving and so funny. And I loved him. And I also loved Mrs. Nixon. She was my French teacher, who I visited a couple of times after I'd left Rome. So I was very close to her. And sadly, she died from cancer a couple of years after I'd left campus. So I've been close to both of them. And then also, you know, interestingly, the subjects I'm really not, I wasn't really good at, it was math, Mrs. Rudert. I really admired her, because she tried to explain math in an easy way, and she was so understanding and so patient and so caring, and really wanting the students to understand the subject that I really love. Also thinking back to my teachers, I had a darling that never, I would say, meet again. Those kind of teachers who really want you to learn something. And that, I don't know that in Germany, actually. I don't find teachers who are like that in Germany. They're more distant. I think they just don't think about their students as much as the teachers I got to know when I was at Darlington. So I really love thinking back to those periods. Yeah.
Well, you just named three Darlington legacies without any doubt. I mean, they were all three amazing here at Darlington. And fortunately, I get to still see Miss Reuter around town and at events. But Mr. Birch and Miss Mixon, just wonderful. They just did so many wonderful things while they were all here. Thank you for sharing that. I love you. Oh, that's one of my favorite questions to ask alums. So what were you involved in? I know you were here for a short time, but were you involved in anything after school, whether it was any sports or arts or anything?
I can't believe it was just 1992 till 1993, because for me, it seems like my whole life. Yeah, I played tennis, and I really loved playing tennis after school. That's also what I really, I loved doing that before in Germany, but when I went to Darlington, I was supported a lot in that area, and I really, really loved that, playing tennis, and my tennis coach, Miss C, who I adored, and who also pushed me to my limits, and who loved me, and who cared about me, and who cared about my strength and my weaknesses. So I really liked playing tennis, and I did play the piano with Miss Forsyth. She was I remember a little, small, very old music teacher, a piano teacher who I had piano lessons with at the in the chapel. And I did sing in the choir a few times, which I loved, but then it was, colliding with the tennis lessons in the afternoon. So that's what I did. And I remember the international club with some events, but the tennis memories, they are just topping everything, I would say, because we won actually the state championship with the tennis team. So that made an impression back then, and still does when I talk to my children about that. So I love thinking back to the summer period where we could train more and be outside and see the track team and be with the girls in the team. So that was fun, and I'm very close to Rebecca Harbin, Katie Hatch. So we had, fun times and good times on the team.
Well, not many people can say they won a state championship. So that is
it was just lucky, I guess.
I love that. As we're celebrating 100 years of boarding this year. And one of the things that we've asked our alumni is, if you could share your boarding experience in one word, what would it be? What would your word be?
My word would be life-changing. I can definitely say that. And it still is. And now it's touching me so much that, I almost wanted to say 100 years ago. No, it was not that long ago. But, being living in the dorm and being on campus so many years ago, my family, my husband visited Rome once, and he was on campus, so he knows why I'm so excited. But the children have never been to the States. They've never been to Rome. They know about my close connections and my feelings to Darlington. And when they understood the language, and then when they hear me speaking English, they know my enthusiasm. But it's so life-changing that even today I love thinking back to my times at Darlington, and I do honor the time there, and I'm so thankful for that. And therefore, the word would be life-changing. Yes, Julie, definitely.
I think that word is fabulous. I 100% agree, and that's a perfect, perfect word. What are some other things about your time? I mean, it's hard to follow up because that's an emotional. I just love hearing that. What's your favorite boarding memory? I know you just shared about the state championship and tennis and your teachers, but is there something that sticks out to you, which those are amazing, and that might be your favorite memory, but favorite specific memory or something that sticks out about being a boarding student here that might not have happened anywhere else?
Well, coming from a, you know, a normal German family, I would say being an only child, living in the dorm was, you know, something very new for me. So I would say, Julie, that, you know, study hall was so, it's still so fascinating for me, you know, that at night, you know, someone would come by and say, I don't know how it's, you know, nowadays, I'm now, you know, almost 50, but, you know, when you have to be quiet and your roommate is quiet and then you sit there and you do your homework, you know. So that's been that, you know, many months I was very excited about that time. The quietness really fascinated me, that the girls really focus on their work. So I really loved that time at night when the dorm was quiet and when the girls were doing the homework. And then when there was, you know, like a little, you know, pause, then you, everybody would run to the machines. I don't know if they're still there and get chips or whatever and Coke. So that was, you know, in the first months, it was really fascinating to me, that study hall time, which I really loved. And also I remember Halloween in the dorms, which Halloween does not, oh, at that time, you know, so many years ago, it did not exist in Europe or in Germany. So that was, you know, very new. The end of October, you know, Halloween, we do not have, we celebrate Carnival, so in February, so everybody gets dressed up. But around that time, it was crazy and so funny. And it was the possibility for me that I could change and be another person and just feel the love and fun other girls had. So I love being in the dorm and experiencing sharing, you know, not being the only child anymore, but sharing with other people, sharing, you know, the shower, sharing, being happy and being sad. And that really also made a difference for my life, having, you know, two parents which always cared about me and asked, you know, how I was doing, and then not being the only one anymore, you know, being between many other girls who had the same problems, the same joys, the same feelings, being away from home. So actually being away from home so many more miles didn't really make a difference. So that made it easy for me to adjust and not missing home so much, because, you know, even if someone was from Atlanta or Savannah, wherever, it was, you know, that we had the same problems or the same laughter. So that made it easy for me, you know, right? I think after the first week, I was fine. I didn't, you know, when somebody asked me, or my daughter, Claire, she says, well, you must have met mom, you know, missed, you know, grandma and granddad. And I say, you know, really? No, I didn't miss them. So, and sometimes that surprises me, because I really loved my parents, but I didn't, because it was home, you know, it was my home, and it still feels like it. And that's why it's been so life changing, because it's still my home, though I haven't been there in so many years. Yeah.
I feel the same way. It was like an extension of your home. It doesn't replace your home. Yes. It's just an extension. It's just a piece of it with many more family members. And it's funny, I love how you say that about the memories of being both happy and sad, because you're probably like me and can remember sitting in the phone booth in the middle of the hall, and you might have good news or you might be crying about something, and everybody's standing out there in line waiting and just letting you have your moment.
Yeah, that's true. And I have to apologize for my English, but I hope you get the message.
I do.
Yeah,
I do.
And, it's really, and that was, you know, new for me. I, you know, the Germans are very distant and very correct, and they won't show their feelings. But also maybe being this in the South and being so lucky to be at Darlington, the students were so open and so interested, and also showing their feelings in the dorm. And I felt really a part of it and supported and loved, and being able to be myself and be accepted in a new, you know, American family.
Mm-hmm. Well, I love all of that. And I think the study hall, you'll be happy to know that study hall still exists.
It really does.
And Halloween celebrations have even gotten bigger and better. So it's thriving here. So maybe when you come to visit us next, you need to come over Halloween.
I'm happy to hear that. Yeah. It really made a strong impression, obviously.
Okay, tell me about the food. What? Oh, I mean, is there like a favorite food or anything? Or when you came, or maybe something you hadn't had before that became kind of a regular routine here at Darlington?
Well, the routine actually was, it was so, you know, in Germany, there's no hot breakfast. So when I lived in the dorm of, you know, starting to live there, it was so, when I got up and went, you know, over the green grass to, you know, to the cafeteria, when I, you know, that I could eat sausage in the morning and pancakes and, you know, fried eggs. So that was, I was so happy about, because I really still love breakfast. So that I really loved having breakfast at Darlington. And then I remember some kind of, I don't remember the name, but it was some kind of southern chicken rice with a thick gravy, which we don't have. So I really loved the food. And that was also the people working in the cafeteria back then being so friendly. And though we were so privileged being at Darlington, the people working there, and I still also remember that the students was teaching them very that they were treating them very respectfully, and the people working, you know, for example, in the cafeteria, they were very loving, and they were asking, what would you like to eat, and is it okay, or is it enough? So also that part, just taking care of the students, you know, in a physical way, you know, if you have enough food and if you're growing. So that made me feel made me feel at home, because someone was interested, you know, do you like the food, would you like to have more, which is important that the food is good. If you live in the dorm, if you're a boarding student, you have to have good food to grow and to be a good, you know, tennis player, whatever. So but I do remember the big breakfast possibilities, which I miss, you know, being German now. Yeah.
We'll make sure that we have a good breakfast when you come.
Thanks, Julie.
Still continues on.
Yeah.
So another thing, you know, we talked a little bit about Darlington Connects, and part of that is we want to make sure that everyone within our Darlington community knows that there are other members around the world that are there for them, and in whatever way that means. So we like to connect people in our community with jobs, with internships, or even with travel. I mean, with where you are in Germany, I don't know, there may be some alums out there listening to this that we'd love to connect you with. So that's my question to you is, if anyone reaches out to us and would love to connect with you, whether it's to talk about being a doctor in internal medicine, to talk about living in Germany, or to talk about what it was like to maybe come to Darlington from Germany back then, would you be willing to connect with them?
Oh yeah, of course. And everybody is welcome here at our home in Osnabrück. So it will be really nice to welcome somebody here. And I know it's been, I was a little bit sad actually. You know, I did travel quite a few times back to the States, but you know, coming over to Europe is, you know, it's quite a travel. So I do understand that, you know, being American, and that was a process, you do, you know, the country is so big and you have all the possibilities, and being interested in, you know, in Germany, the German culture, the German way of life, the German, you know, being a doctor here in Germany in this, you know, system, health system. So I would love to, you know, welcome a young doctor in my practice, and also in the hospitals, where it's a small town. So we know all the hospitals. He or she can come for internships and also for travel. We live close to, as I said, to Hamburg and Münster, which is a very pretty town. So, yeah, you know, anyone who wants to visit is very welcome to say hello. And I would love to support, you know, any American, anybody who was at Darlington to visit and see this area and maybe, be here medically.
Well, that's amazing. Britta, I can't thank you enough for making the time to talk today. I know it's a little bit later for you. You've probably had a long day, and it's just very meaningful for me. I love that we have the shared experience of boarding. It's just such a great thing. And for you to help us celebrate 100 years of boarding with this is just amazing. So thank you.
Well, thank you, Julie. It was a pleasure talking to you. And I'm just gonna say that again, boarding is such an experience. Being a young girl coming from, you know, far away, being from Europe it's different than being an American boarding at a boarding school. So because you know the system, it's familiar to you since you are little. You know that there are boarding schools, you know, everywhere. But I can say that Darlington really made a difference for my life. And as I said earlier, it still is so present in my daily life, and it's so present in my memories that it helps me to grow. It helps me to be happy. And that's why I'm so thankful. And as I said, I'm so happy to, you know, support Darlington as far as I can, which is not a lot, but I would, you know, love to help and support young people coming over. And I'm definitely, I can definitely say Darlington is just the best school to be a boarding student, you know, coming from Europe or anywhere in the world. So I hope that many students who are thinking about boarding, they will just love it being at Darlington. So thank you, Julie, for having me.
Well, we'll end on that note because it doesn't get any better than that.
Well, thanks.
Well, I hope you have a wonderful day, and thank you so much.
We're glad that you tuned in to this episode of the Darlington Podcast. Tune in each week wherever you like to listen to podcasts, and don't forget to subscribe. You can check out today's show notes at www.darlingtonschool.org/podcast. If you have questions about today's program or ideas for a future episode, please send an email to communications@darlingtonschool.org.
The Darlington Podcast, a production of Darlington School in Rome, Georgia, is a collaboration between the communication and advancement teams, and the intro music is alumni produced. See show notes and hear more episodes at www.darlingtonschool.org/podcast.